If you want to heal your chronic symptoms using your mind, then there is some prep work to do. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but your subconscious is most likely full of clutter right now that is blocking your healing. That clutter needs to be cleaned up so you can do what I call the deep level work. Otherwise, your brain will backfire on you. In today's episode, I'll be going over 4 ways you can prep your subconscious for doing the deep level healing work. I promise you, if you skip this, you will only delay your healing. Are you ready to stop the overwhelm and frustration and instead simplify your healing? I'm your host, Jenny Peterson, a chronic illness coach and founder of Mind Body Rewire, a program that helps those with chronic conditions get their life and health back by using their mind. That's right, I take out all the fluff, the supplements, the diets, the detoxes, and teach you how to be your own healer. I never said that it's easy, but it can be simple. If you're serious about getting back your life and health, it's time to put focus on the one area that will help you get there, your own mind. Now, if you walked into a space that needed a major cleanup, you wouldn't do the deep cleaning first, like the walls or carpets. You would have to pick up the things that were getting in the way of cleaning those, like clutter on the floor, things on the wall, furniture, etc. The same thing is true when it comes to doing mind-body healing. Without working on the surface-level subconscious patterns, the clutter, it would be impossible to do the deep-level work. I have mentioned in many of my episodes about surface-level work and deep-level work when it comes to healing. Essentially, both work is needed to rewire the subconscious and bringing safety to your body to heal. Surface-level work is more conscious-level stuff that you can do right now, and deep level work is digging into the survival subconscious patterns that are at the root of symptoms. Everyone thinks that they can go right to the big stuff, the deep work, but this simply isn't true. For you to be successful at anything, you have to train your brain first. Get accustomed to doing certain things over and over again. A professional quarterback doesn't become successful overnight by throwing a football once. They practice daily, year-round, building those automatic patterns in their brain and body. For you to do the deep work, you will be required to look at your beliefs, memories, thinking patterns, etc. If you don't train your brain to see those patterns, they will be hard to see. If you don't practice shifting thoughts in the moment, shifting something that happened 20 years ago won't be easy. If you don't build that discipline muscle with daily basic stuff, then doing it with deep level stuff won't happen either. If you are someone that has chronic symptoms for a long period of time, there are many patterns that need to be cleaned up to ensure long-term success. When symptoms become our focus, that becomes a pattern. When we fear our symptoms, that becomes a pattern. When we complain about our symptoms, that becomes a pattern. I could go on and on. These patterns that have gotten woven into our minds from years of having chronic conditions are just as important to address as the deep patterns. Subconscious work is the work of neuroplasticity. It's changing old patterns in the brain, old pathways. You've been doing neuroplasticity for years and don't even know it. Anytime you do something different than what you normally do, you are breaking that old pattern in the brain. The pattern gets weaker. When you repeat something new over and over again, that becomes a new, stronger pattern. Learning is neuroplasticity. Your brain is amazing, and in order to heal, you need to take advantage of this and understand how it works. Before I dive into the 4 ways to prep your subconscious for healing, I need to say this. These 4 suggestions that I'm giving you are only a part of the healing process. They are not going to be specific targeted work that you need to do for your symptoms. A pet peeve of mine is when somebody says to me, "I'm doing everything you mentioned on your podcast, like smiling more, gratitude, visualization, and I'm still not better." My friend, this is not what I said. Remember, these are the ways to prep your subconscious for the deep work. The deep work, which is your targeted work for your symptoms, still needs to be done. All right, so let's get to this list of how to prep your subconscious for healing. 1, switch up your morning and evening routine. The best times to rewire your subconscious are upon waking and before you go to bed. Now, if I can bet, either negative thinking or your phone is taking up these times. You are what you repetitively do. That's why when it comes to retraining your subconscious mind, you have to start becoming conscious of how you spend your time. When you get up, are you grabbing your phone to scroll? Do you immediately start thinking about your symptoms and how today is going to be with them or whatever the day is going to be and all the different ways that you're thinking that could possibly go wrong? When you go to bed, what is on your mind? Are you focused again on your symptoms? Are you thinking about what went wrong during your daytime? Are you worried about something? Are you scrolling and filling your brain with more negative thinking patterns? Ask yourself the following questions to determine if your morning and evening routines are serving you or not. Is my current routine adding value to my life? Do the things I do daily help me reach my healing goals or not? How can I restructure my morning and evening routine to support my healing? Any actions that do not add value to your healing are brought to the surface here, and the good news is that they can be changed. Here are a few ideas for creating a new morning and evening routine. You can incorporate meditation or visualization at either one or both of these times. Get a gratitude journal and write down all the things you are grateful for before you go to bed. This wires your brain to look for the good instead of always the bad. Smile upon waking and tell yourself, today is going to be a great day, instead of, oh my goodness, today is going to stink. I'm already feeling this pain. Or, oh boy, I wonder what today is going to bring. Instead, it's today is going to be a great day. Next, find a personal growth book that you can read upon waking or before you go to bed. Again, personal growth or a book on gardening, a book on certain type of dogs. I don't care. Just don't have it be about healing. Instead, have it be something that is going to take your mind off of your symptoms, something that is of interest to you or is going to help you step into the next level of growth. And then another thing that you can add in is get in slow, gentle movement upon waking. Again, we're not talking about running a marathon. We're talking about simple movements. It could be a walk around your block, a walk around your house, whatever it is to get moving. This movement is super important for your brain to go in a positive direction rather than sitting down and doing nothing. Now, don't pick all of these things to start with right now. Just pick one. As you continue doing it, it will become second nature, and then you can add another one. Now, this suggestion of switching up your morning and evening routines is going to teach your brain to start and end your day differently, which will make a huge difference in how you feel emotionally and maybe even physically. Number two, remove "I can't." You have approximately 60,000 thoughts per day, and a majority of them are negative. The brain is naturally wired to do this for survival, but we also have to take some responsibility with it as well. Have you ever met a person that has overcome bad or hard situations in their life or accomplished something really big that uses the words, "I can't"? You never will, because if they did, they would have never gotten to those places using that language. On the other side of the coin, listen to a person that complains about their life and you will hear a lot of "I can'ts." These are patterns in the brain. And it's why I love the saying, how you do anything is how you do everything. Once you wire your brain with using the words "I can't" for one thing, you will start to use it for everything. The same is true for the opposite of "I can." There are most likely a lot of negative thought patterns running through your mind, and I don't suggest trying to micromanage all of them because it will be extremely overwhelming. Instead, focus on one impactful and powerful aspect of removing "I can't" from your vocabulary. To do this, start with the following. Set the intention. I suggest in the beginning of your day to tell yourself, today I'm going to be aware of how often I say "I can't." You're literally just planting the seed of intention. And when you do that, there's something about telling yourself that you're going to do this, that's like the main focus or that intention of your day. And you're able to see it much better. You're literally telling your brain, alert me when this happens. And when you notice it come up, don't get mad, just observe. You may even want to write down every time that the word "I can't" comes up, just so you can see how big of a pattern it is for you. And the purpose of this is to build your awareness muscle. Then once you build your awareness around this pattern, you can replace it with something better, something like, maybe I can try, maybe I can do it. Maybe softens this approach and makes it feel not so big. Then you can step into "I can." Another one that really makes a big impact is when you say "I can't," replace it with "I choose not to." This one is not always able to be used in every situation, but a majority of the time it can be. This is very powerful because it lets us see that this is a choice. Now, for some, the reason they use the word "I can't" is because there is something deeper going on, like a fear of failure. It's important to recognize these patterns. Notice when you say "I can't" and then ask yourself, if I did do this, what would I be in fear of? Remember that whatever comes up with this is going to be an old pattern. It's just a story. You get to decide how much power that story has in the moment and on your life. So this suggestion of removing the words "I can't" is important for all the reasons I stated, and also for the simple fact that when you are doing deep level work, there are going to be days that you don't want to do it. Your old brain may try to slip into that old pattern of saying you can't, and because you already practice this, it may never even present itself, or if it does, you know what to do to debunk it. Number 3, shift your focus. What you focus on grows. I'm sure you have heard that before, but do you really know the impact that it's having on your healing? I don't know about you, but most people that I talk to that have chronic conditions are heavily focused on what they don't want to happen and their symptoms. So let's just say a person puts a lot of focus on worrying that they will be like this forever and never be able to enjoy life. They see themselves being in the same place they are now, never getting better. Knowing that your subconscious is always listening and that whatever you tell it, it considers true, whether it is or it isn't, is this a way of thinking that will serve your healing? Rather than putting focus on what you don't want to happen in your life, put focus on what you do want happening in your life. Again, the brain doesn't know the difference, but it relies on you to be the captain of the ship, telling it where it needs to go. The same is true when it comes to your symptoms. If you have chronic symptoms, these are typically not life-threatening. They may feel like they are ruining your life, but they are not life-threatening. So the more you focus on them, the more they will continue to be your focus and consume your days. Focusing on your symptoms is not going to resolve your symptoms. It's actually the opposite. The less you focus on your symptoms and the more you focus on shifting your mind will create a better healing environment for your body. Remember, your body doesn't get the permission it needs to complete the healing process until the mind is at peace. So to start shifting your focus, you can do a couple things. Again, you don't need to do all of these at one time. Just pick one, get good at that one, and then pick another one and keep going. When you notice your brain is thinking about symptoms, worried about them, wanting to research about them, simply make a shift to something that weakens that old pathway. Smiling is great for this. We not only want to T-bone that old way of thinking, but if we can replace it with something that brings in a little dopamine, that's even better. And that's what smiling does. Throughout the day, feel and picture what you want your life to be. See yourself eating anything, driving, and traveling with your family. Whatever it is that you want, then add in the feelings of how this makes you feel. Now, if your old negative Nancy brain butts in and tells you all the reasons you can't have that, just ignore her. She eventually will go away if you choose not to give her energy. It's just fear, not real fear, and an old story that is trying to keep you safe. So this suggestion of shifting your focus is very important, again, for prepping you for the deep work. If you practice this, by the time you get to that work, your brain won't be pulling you into rabbit holes that distract you from your healing because you have mastered your mind. Number 4, change your environment. When reprogramming your brain for success, you have to limit negative influences in your environment. Your subconscious mind is constantly absorbing information from outside sources and using that information to form beliefs that shape how you think and behave. Negativity from the daily news, toxic people, and social media can have a profound effect on your subconscious mind without you even knowing it. I suggest the following. Turn off the news. Get out of groups that are for people with chronic conditions. These are often more negative than they are positive. Limit hanging around with people that are negative. Stop following people on social media that are clouding your thoughts regarding healing. Buy books or listen to podcasts that are related to personal growth. Unsubscribe from email lists that don't support your healing. The general rule is, in my opinion, if you're being taught to fear your body or that something is attacking you, it's not helping you. Your surroundings are super important. Remember that not everyone is going to understand what you are doing either, and that is okay. Support from someone doesn't mean that they need to understand it or help you with it. Ultimately, this is your healing journey, and your best support is you and what you decide to fill your mind with. So how do you know if what you are doing with these 4 steps of prep work, if it's really working? Well, subconscious rewiring takes time. It can be tricky, but there are ways to tell if your efforts to reprogram your mind and prepare your subconscious are working or not. Number 1, you're going to become more self-aware. You must be aware of your subconscious mind in order to reprogram it. Are you getting better at stopping negative self-talk? Are you able to shift your focus at will? These are all signs of self-awareness that you have built from doing the practices and the suggestions that I've given you. Number two, you take more risks. Everyone has different risk tolerances, but limited beliefs cause us not to take any risks at all. When you reprogram your mind, you'll increase your confidence and be ready to get outside of your comfort zone. These things that I'm suggesting that you do, you are building trust with you. You are building confidence within yourself. You are essentially stepping into your power. And that's when you decide to take more risk because you trust you. And that happens by you showing up for you every single day. Number three, you attract positivity and new changes in your life. You will notice that certain things will just happen to fall in your life. New opportunities will surface or people start to respond to you differently. These are all signs that you are wiring your subconscious for change and for healing. Now, healing your chronic symptoms using your mind is not an overnight process. Baby steps, my friend, but if you do it right, you will receive long-term success. Start with these four steps to prep your subconscious for healing, and you will be off to a good start. And these four ways of prepping your subconscious are also a part of the bigger picture, which is helping you step into a 2.0 version of you. Every time you do one of the suggestions I gave, you are building trust with yourself. You are building your confidence. That means that you are providing safety to your body. So it doesn't need to adapt anymore, which means less physical symptoms. Isn't that what you wanted? I mean, when your body feels like it's got a solid leader that feels safe and confident, it no longer needs to adapt in order to survive. You're already doing that in your mind, which skips that process of the body needing to adapt because you've already done it for yourself. Doing mind-body work on your own can feel like there is so much to do and you don't know where to start. Let us help you simplify this process by providing you with a step-by-step plan for your healing. If you would like to work with myself and the MBR team, the first step is to request a healing plan. This healing plan will be the exact steps you need to take to address your chronic symptoms and how we can support you in that plan. Without a plan, you can plan on your old patterns to continue taking control and getting in the way of your healing. We got your back at MBR. You can find the link to request your healing plan in the show notes. You can also connect with me and continue learning by following me on Facebook at Mind Body Rewire and on IG at The Mind Body Rewire. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.